Hartzell Strathdean Parham, better known as Tiny, was born in Winnipeg, Canada, probably around 1900, but raised and educated in Kansas City. He studied medicine and auto mechanics before switching to formal musical studies, and in his youth as a piano accompanist, he traveled widely to Mexico, Hawaii, Canada, and even Cuba before leading a successful band in the Midwest and finally settling in Roaring Twenties Chicago. For a while, he was influential at Paramount Records, where he was an artist in repertory, so-called A&R manager, and a frequent accompanist to blues singers, including at least one disc he made with Ma Rainey. Now, okay, I admit I've been having a little fun with the expanding on Tiny Parham bit, playing on the fact that the ironically named Tiny was a rather large man, weighing in at over 350 pounds much of his life. But as I've said, Tiny was reported to be an impeccable dresser, a thoroughly professional musician, and I have great respect for these tunes that he wrote. His recordings made for Victor were probably only very loosely rehearsed, smaller versions of his larger orchestras. Parham's composing and piano style is somewhat ragtime influenced, and that plus the way he balances written and improvised sections results in a style not unlike Jelly Roll Morton's music of the same era. But his good ear and clever composing, I think, maintain interest in these tunes, both in the occasionally rough original records and in the fabulous recent remakes of Parham's compositions. And this set features two of Parham's really evocative mood pieces, first the haunting Jungle Crawl, followed by the ominous Voodoo. We start the set with our final comparison of new and old, beginning with Tiny Parham and his musicians, and then we'll slide into an amazing French band called Sharkey & Company, led by Jean-Pierre Morel on cornet, with Alain Marquet clarinet. It was recorded live in Belgium in 1976. Tiny Parham's Jungle Crawl. Thank you. melancholy rock bottom from 1930. I don't know anything about the very effective-sounding cornet player Ray Hobson and trombonist Ike Covington, but it is unusual to hear bassist Milt Hinton early in his career playing brass bass. Now, despite his wide popularity for a while in Chicago, Parham faced numerous obstacles after 1930. For one thing, his music was hardly at the cutting edge, and musical tastes were moving quickly towards more modern sounds emerging from New York and musicians like Ellington, Fletcher Henderson, Cab Calloway, and the dance bands of Casaloma and Chick Webb. Another problem was that Victor Records was very slow to release Parham's 1928-30 sessions, due partly to the severe economic collapse after 1929, and by the time these discs appeared in 1933, musical tastes had moved on. And soon Parham fell on hard times, barely eking out a living playing piano and organ in theaters and skating rinks. Despite his little-noted passing in 1943, Parham's music did miraculously survive and lives on today in the fleeting notes that were recorded in the 20s, now transcribed, performed, and memorialized by some of our finest living classic jazz musicians. Here's a little more of Parham's very exotic-sounding music, some of it influenced by the so-called jungle music sound of the day, Pamier's New Jazz Wizards playing Bombay, and Parham's 1930, Back to the Jungle.
Thank you.
Sudbuster's Dream, Tiny Parham in 1928 with New Orleans cornetist Kid Punch Miller. We also heard Back to the Jungle and Bombay. Keep in mind that all but one tune heard in this two-part series were written by Tiny Parham. How many talented musicians have shown briefly and passed on forever, never recorded, heard by few, and forgotten? Probably more than we'll ever know. It's sobering how fleetingly music and its makers can pass by and leave unremembered. Luckily, in the case of Tiny Parham, we've captured a glimpse of a particular talent, a brief flash of brilliance that flared around the rich musical talent present in Southside Chicago in the late 20s, and in the person and rotund frame of one Tiny Parham, writing his unique tunes, hustling for gigs, beating out rhythms and melodies on his piano for dancers, floor shows, and a recording microphone as the wax discs spun, capturing the briefly passing notes. Jazz Rhythm is produced by Rhythm Productions, specializing in transfer and restoration of rare tapes and discs to digital. Your questions, comments, request for a playlist, or search for deeper understanding of early jazz origins are welcome at the Jazz Rhythm website, jazzhot.bigstep.com. Washboard Wiggles is Tiny Parham's best-known tune. In fact, I found it on disc when I first went looking for old jazz on 78s. And when Pom Pommier recorded it with his New Jazz Wizards on their 1994 tribute to Tiny Parham, it was the first time he played a washboard solo on disc. That's Expanding on Tiny Parham from Jazz Rhythm. I'm Dave Radlauer. Thanks for listening.